A holiday lighting ceremony, concerts, tours, and displays of old photographs and memorabilia will mark the 100th anniversary of the dedication of the civic landmarks collectively known as the Municipal Group. It consists of two Greek Revival-style buildings made of limestone and marble that house Springfield City Hall and Symphony Hall. Between the two is a 300-foot Italian campanile clock tower.
This 100th anniversary, we wanted to honor it. It's important preserving historic tradition.
Springfield Mayor Dominic Sarno will open City Hall to tours following the holiday lighting ceremony at 5:30 this evening across the street in Court Square. There will be performances in City Hall by a children's chorus. The buildings will be decorated with flowers donated by a half dozen local florists. The other highlights of the celebration are the Springfield Symphony Orchestra's Holiday Pops concert on Saturday night and a free concert in Symphony Hall Sunday at 2 by the Massachusetts Army National Guard Band. The city's director of parks and buildings, Patrick Sullivan, says the buildings that house City Hall and Symphony Hall have been maintained through the decades to a high standard.
2,000 Italian immigrants were brought here to work on this complex, so it's a testament to their workmanship, and we're very proud to be able to maintain it and keep this historic structure very special for the city.
The steel frame holding up the clock tower is rusting and pushing out on the limestone blocks. The bells in the tower that once played 16 notes of Handel's Messiah have not made a sound in about 30 years. The four clock faces have not told the correct time in 8 years. Repairs will cost an estimated $8 to $10 million.
This site is a national historic site, so hopefully we can find ways to get some federal grants, state grants, and city money to make it all happen.
Participating in the weekend festivities will be Jonathan Fantini Porter, the great-grandson of John Dennison, who was mayor of Springfield when the municipal group was dedicated on December 8, 1913.
I would say without a question that if Mayor John Dennison, my great-grandfather, were here today, 100 years after that, these buildings here were constructed, I think he'd be proud of the way they look today.
A key that was presented to Mayor Dennison to mark the dedication of the buildings was discovered earlier this year for sale on eBay. It was purchased for $200 by the Spirit of Springfield and is on display in the City Hall lobby. Reporting from Springfield, I'm Paul Tuthill, WAMC News.